afternoon, DKW.
Hi, is Kurt there?
Miss Coin?
Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Let me see if he's available. Hang on one moment, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, this is Kurt.
This is Kurt.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Yeah, hey, I just wanted to touch base with you. You know, Dennis told me that he went over the terms and everything with you, and I just wanted to see if you want to proceed with the loan or what you were kind of thinking.
I don't. I just think it's just too much money.
Yeah.
It's just too much interest.
Too much interest. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, have you, like, looked elsewhere for that funding that you're trying to get? Or?
Well, I've been offered elsewhere. And, you know, there's other people that are offering it for less money.
Really? Are they, like, the same amounts or what?
Yeah, more for longer term and less money.
Really?
Yeah.
Are these, like, actual, like approvals and offers, or are they just kind of like a proposal?
Well, one guy has made an offer. I haven't pursued it or anything, but you know, I've gotten my information, and he's made an offer, and it's quite a bit less.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, like I just want to touch base, kind of see where you were at. We have this for you. If you do need something and we can't help you out, I mean, we still have this here for you.
How long is that good for?
I think about a month.
What do you guys need as far as a contract? What do you guys tie up as collateral? What do you make me promise?
Nothing. Well, like, if you wanted to proceed, I mean, all we need would be a driver's license and a voided check, and then they would send you out the final documents, and you'd have all that. They would give that to you.
Okay, what did the documents say?
They'd be documents like the loan and, like, the payback, and you would work everything out with that, with Dennis.
You don't know what it says then?
I don't know the exact thing you'll say. No, I don't have that.
You don't? You've never seen a contract?
No, I've seen the contracts, but like I don't know what it's going to be on yours exactly. I haven't seen yours.
Well, just in general, what do they typically say? Have you ever read one?
I haven't read one, no.
You haven't, huh?
Mm-mm.
Okay, because that's not what you do. You just try to line up the loans and then let the other people work out the final details.
Yeah, see, that's like more Dennis. Dennis is the underwriter. That's more with the underwriter's handle on that. So yeah, I mean, that's if you want to see exactly that, that's all we would need to proceed. It would be the driver's license and a voided check.
So I can't even see a copy of the contract that you guys would want me to see unless I give you a voided check and my driver's license.
Well, yeah, they'll send that out, like the documents to you. And then they'll send that out to you and you'll see everything. And then, yeah, obviously nothing goes through until you, like, sign it and send it back.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
Obviously.
Okay. Well, Danny, I'm still just kind of trying to decide on this whole deal, you know.
Yeah.
Based on, you know, what kind of a loan do you call this?
This is a working capital loan. And
a working capital loan.
Yeah.
And you guys do you file liens against my accounts receivables or anything like that?
No.
You don't put a UCC filing against my accounts receivables?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, well, this, I mean, because you, I know when I spoke with you last, you said you did have, you know, jobs coming in, and that's, I mean, this, with this, is this really going to help you out? Like, if this money can help you out, and you're going to be able to make money off it.
Right.
Yeah, because I mean, you said that you had, you needed.
Oh, it is. It's an ongoing problem for us. It's
yeah,
not
exactly.
Just a new deal. It's an ongoing deal, and you know, it's just basically how big a jobs can I afford to take, because I can't. I mean, some of the jobs I just can't even take because I can't afford to go buy the material, build the job, and go. And then go deliver it, then wait for to be paid on the job, you know. I just don't have the cash to front the bill for the whole thing until my customer finally pays.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, with this, I mean, would you be able to use this money for that? And that would help you.
Oh, right. Well, that's what I'm assuming it would be for, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, how much is this going to make you, though? Like, if...
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't have those kind of profits in it that, you know, it's basically you guys want 32% interest per annum, right?
Well, for that, I mean, it looks like...
You guys basically came back at 1.32, I thought.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, that's what we have.
And so, you know, over a year, that's 32% money. I mean, you see home loans all the time for 4% and stuff like that, or but they're secured, so I see the difference, but
yeah.
Still 32%, that's a kind of a lot of money.
No, yeah, I hear you, and so it'd be, yeah, the total payback.
A $50,000 loan is like $16,000 in interest or something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yes. I haven't decided against it yet, Danny. I just haven't decided to move forward with it yet. And so you know, things are going fine. I mean, I've done over 30 years in business without a loan like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not so sure that it's a great way to go, but
yeah.
Let me think about it, okay?
Yeah, totally. You should, you know, think about it. But yeah, like I was saying earlier, I mean, if this is something you can work with and you know you're gonna make, you'll be able to get these jobs and make this money. I mean, I was just curious, like, what would be holding you back from it? Is it?
Well, somebody else could do the same thing for less.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a better way to go.
Yeah, I mean, if you did have, you know, the people working on it, or, you know, giving you stuff, I'm just saying, like, this is what we can do for you. I'm just being honest, you know, and
yeah.
I don't want you to get someone like else that are, you know, feeding your lives or something.
That's what you guys were able to do. What did you come up with that 50 grand from looking at my three, what my cash flow would be to pay it back? Is that what, by looking at my bank statements that I gave you?
Yes. Look at the bank statements, you know, what you had, and then I know also because you had that the bankruptcy in the past as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that into account. But yeah, that was as much as we could get you approved. And now with that, I mean, said the 50,000 is what you're approved for. You don't have to take the full amount. If you wanted to take a little less, you could.
Okay.
So that's, I mean, that's as much as we could get you, though. That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
So if that was something, that's how it acts like a line of credit, you know, if you want it a little less.
And then how do you guys go about, what do I do? Do I mail you a check back every month? Or I can't even remember what you guys said the term was. Was it a one-year term?
Yes,
that was
it's
a
one-year
loan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the year, I've got to pay that 50 grand back, right?
Yeah, and they said, I mean, as far as what, I'm not too sure the details that Dennis got with you, but it looks like we had you at it was a 262, a daily.
Oh, okay. So you guys would make withdrawals out of my account daily?
That's what it looks like on here. I'm not sure what Dennis had said.
Okay, I can't remember what he told me either, and I don't have my notes here in front of me.
And that's what it looks like it says here. It was a 262 daily. So what is that? weekly. And then we can do that. 262. Yeah, it's 1300. 1310.
1310, like every Friday or something, or every Wednesday, whatever, one day out of the week, you'd just do a withdrawal or something for $1,310.
Well, that's, I think it would be a daily payment. And yeah, that's a weekly amount that you would pay.
Okay.
Yeah, so
but
I mean.
But you guys take that out of my account daily then?
I think that's what, yeah, that's what it would be. Like 262. Yeah, you'd be surprised. I saw this one guy was paying around $1,000. It was a large, way larger approval we had. But I was like shocked that, yeah, and he took it, but yeah.
And it's $262 a day that comes out of the account.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Danny. Well, let me take this information and think about it, okay?
Okay, and yeah, when's a good time that I should, get back in contact with you?
Why don't you go ahead and give me a call back next week?
Okay.
And I'll decide what I want to do.
Okay. Yeah, and okay. I mean, this is, yeah, something that's, going to benefit the business. I definitely want to help you out.
Okay.
Yeah, at the same time, it has to make sense for you as well.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, if the numbers work and it's something that can help you out.
Sounds good, Danny.
Okay.
Keep it in mind. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Kurt.
Bye.